Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. This time we're really digging into a book that's been generating a lot of buzz. Her name is Tulip by John Walker.
Yeah, it's a fascinating read.
We had tons of requests to unpack this one, especially the whole beauty theme and how it ties in with, well, a tulip.
Right, like what's the connection there?
Exactly. So we dove into the book and we're excited to share some of the insights we found, you know, beyond just a basic summary.
Definitely, it's more than just a pretty story. Walker really uses the tulip as a powerful metaphor throughout the entire book.
So like he's comparing the woman's character to the tulip's elegance and beauty.
More than just a comparison, it's like he uses the tulip to illuminate her essence, both inner and outer beauty.
Interesting. Does he suggest that these two types of beauty, inner and outer, are like connected somehow?
Oh, absolutely. He weaves them together beautifully. It's not one or the other. They're intertwined. And he shows how that impacts everyone around her. It's not just about how she looks. It's about who she is at her core.
Right. And how that radiates outwards.
It's exactly.
Okay. So I'm hooked already. And I remember from the outline that there's this whole thing about the chapters unfolding like, you know, tulip petals. What did you make of that? Like, what kind of qualities are we talking about here?
Ah, yes. The petal imagery. It's brilliant, right? He doesn't just come out and list her traits. Each chapter reveals a new layer, like peeling back a petal to discover what lies beneath.
Okay, give me some examples. Like, what kind of things are revealed?
Well, obviously, grace and strength, those are kind of given with flowers, right? But then he goes deeper. There's a whole chapter dedicated to her honor, another to her kindness and her sincerity and even empathy. It's all there, but it's so subtly woven into the story through this tulip metaphor.
Wow. So we get this amazing picture of her character, but it sounds like the book goes beyond just surface charm.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about her that makes her truly stand out, especially when things get tough?
That's where the tulip analogy gets really interesting. You know, tulips are delicate, beautiful, but they're also incredibly strong. They can withstand harsh winds, even push through frozen ground to bloom.
Wow, that's powerful.
Right. And Walker uses that imagery to illustrate the woman's soul. She faces loss, disappointment, all those hard things that life throws our way.
We all go through those things.
Absolutely. But it's her ability to remain essentially good, to keep her heart open even in the face of adversity, that truly makes her exceptional. And of course, he ties it back to the tulip, this delicate yet unyielding force.
I love that. Now, I'm curious about how the author, John Walker, actually brings this woman to life on the page.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are some of the techniques he uses to make her feel so real?
Well, it's definitely his use of language. You know, the outline mentioned heartfelt descriptions and vivid metaphors, and it's spot on. The way he writes is so evocative. You feel like you're right there with her experiencing everything she does.
Could you give us a specific example? Like, is there a passage that really stood out to you?
Oh, there's so many, but there's one that really captures her resilience. He compares her to a tulip pushing through a layer of frost, reaching for the sun. It's not just about survival. It's about thriving, even flourishing, despite the harsh conditions.
Man, that gives me chills.
Yeah.
You can practically see it happening, you know?
Right. It's so vivid.
So after experiencing her story, what's the takeaway message about beauty? Like, what does it say to us trying to navigate our own lives and figure out what truly matters?
Well, the book's ultimate message is that true beauty endures. It's not about appearances, which fade, but about the qualities that make someone truly beautiful. Things like integrity, compassion, the ability to love deeply and make a positive impact on the world.
So it's like leaving something beautiful behind.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a tulip. Even after its petals fall, it leaves behind seeds for new life, new beauty. That's what this woman does. Her life, her actions, they plant seeds of goodness and inspiration that continue to bloom even after she's gone.
Beautiful. So her name is Tulip is really about more than just one woman, right? It's about all of us. It's a reminder that true beauty isn't skin deep. It's about the essence of who we are and the mark we leave on the world. And, you know, for you listening, we want to leave you with this. What qualities do you associate with true beauty? And how can we cultivate those qualities in our own lives, you know, to make a difference, to leave our own lasting impact, much like the woman in Her Name is Tulip? We hope this deep dive has given you a new perspective on beauty and inspired you to look for it in yourself, in others, and in the world around you. Thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
And make sure to check back next week for another deep dive.
See you then.
Bye.